It's 6:13, eh?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say morning to you from the sports team. Not good morning.
Just to clarify, morning. It's been a rough couple of hours for us.
Morning to you from the sports team. Here's why it's just morning. Hollywood Sharks downed at Kings Park Stadium last night. Here's the score: 20-8 by Toulouse in the Champions Cup.
Listen,
that's the news.
It was a big result for them. They gave us flames.
Downed. Someone said, well, you should have known because it's, and these aren't rugby watching people, eh? You should have known because it's in the name, Sharks Toulouse.
Ooh, that's actually very good.
We should have known.
That's very good, Sharks
Toulouse. That was painful. Yeah. There's that. And then the Stormers registered their first points in the Champions Cup as well. This season with a commanding 40-0 bonus point. 40-0!
Listen, I just think sometimes, you know, the Western Cape gets so much nice stuff. And they're giving Sail Sharks 40-point wins.
Guys, we're
struggling here.
We've got Bunny Chows, they've got Gadsby's. Like, which one's better? Anyway, so they got a bonus point. That one was ended 40-0 over the Sail Sharks at the Cape Town Stadium. So the win keeps the Stormers' hopes alive of reaching the knockout phase of the Cup. I think those points places them somewhere near the top of the log. I'll double check and let you know. And then in some football, the two most successful sides in the FA Cup history meet in arguably the tie of the third round today as Arsenal host holders Manchester United. Mikel Arteta's side have lifted the trophy a record 14 times with their last triumph coming 5 years ago. Now he says it's something they rate very highly.
A massive part of our history, you know, we won it 14 times. It's a competition very attached to us and a beautiful game to play against a massive club.
Plymouth have pulled off the big shock of the FA Cup third round so far with a 1-0 win at Brentford, but Manchester City made sure they didn't slip up against Salford, thrashing their neighbours 8-0. City boss Pep Guardiola says they needed that.
It's the third in a row. Of course, we are away from, in terms of being close for the top of the league, but of course, some players are recovered. Still, we have a big, big problems behind in the back four, but the game was, everyone making incredible contribution.
And then in the Betway Premiership, yesterday's two clashes, AmaZulu were away to Magesi. The score there in favour of AmaZulu, 1-0. Marumo Gallants beat the Giant Slayers, Cape Town City, 1-0. And then looking at some SA20 results from yesterday, MI Cape Town were up against Joburg Super Kings, JSK, taking the victory by 6 wicket via the DSL method.